Hey guys, welcome to class number two, how to never worry about money again. So first, let's ask a question. Why do people worry about money in the first place? Money's funny. Think about it. Money is really just a piece of paper. Little green pieces of paper. If it just sits there, there's no value, no worth, no more than a piece of notebook paper. See, there's no gold attached to it. There's no silver attached to it. It literally is a piece of paper. Why then does it seem the world revolves around it? We spend our lives trading our time and our energy and our work for it. Notice the phrase, we spend our lives. See, we work our butts off for it. We miss important life events. Many times our moms or dads missed an event because they were off trying to earn little green pieces of paper. We want it so bad. We want to be rich. We want the Cadillac, the Escalade. We want the mansions. People shoot people over money. They risk their lives stealing it. It causes divorces. It tears families apart. It causes addictions. It causes war. It keeps people worrying, staying up late. It consumes people's thoughts and overtakes them. They do horrible things to themselves and others just for little green pieces of paper. Why do they do that? Because there's a spirit attached to money. In the book of Luke, the Bible refers to that spirit as mammon, the spirit of mammon. See, it's a spirit that grips people and causes them to do things they know they shouldn't, just to get more of these little green pieces of paper. They believe there's a certain power that's attached to these pieces of paper. If you don't keep your guard up, this spirit of mammon will try to get a hold of you too. Basically, all mammon is anything that you put your trust in, you rely on, instead of God. It'd be putting money as your source. So if you've got a lot of money, now you're happy. Or if there's a time of trouble, you turn and look at your bank account and realize, oh, okay, I'm good. I've got $7,000 in my bank account. See, that's mammon, because God needs to be that thing. God's the thing we turn to. God's the thing that we rely on. He's our source, not money. Okay, don't forget that. But here's the catch. Money is important, extremely important. We gotta have money. We need money. It is something we have to have and use. It takes money to eat, to put on these clothes, to put on church, to preach the word, to tell people about God. Takes money to spread the news across the world, really. In fact, as we know from last week, God wants us to have money. Because when money is used His way, it brings blessing to everybody around. See, money itself is neither good nor bad. It has no worth until we put it to use. So it is up to us and how we use it that makes money good or bad. So, now that you know a little bit about the truth behind money, I will teach you how to never worry about it again. Make sure you write this down. Never forget it. Okay, how to never worry about money again. Three things you gotta do, and you must do all three to get results. Number one, you gotta tithe. This gives God permission to work in your finances. He can now go in and do His thing. If you do not commit to tithing, you will be trying to increase under your own power. You'll wear yourself out. When you tithe, God takes over, and it now becomes His job to bring the increase. And that's where you want to be. Number two, you got to give. The only way to break the spirit on money, that spirit of mammon, is to be a giver. This proves to the devil that money has no grip on you. It has no power over you. Money does not control your actions. You control money. You're the boss. You're in charge. You use money as a tool from now on. And number three, you got to change your words. From now on, you are not allowed to say, I can't afford it, I'm broke, or I'll never have that kind of money. Oh, that's for rich people. Stop talking like that. It blocks God's blessing. It puts a shield up and the blessing can't get through to you. It reveals that you do not truly believe God wants you wealthy. Okay? No more saying I can't afford it. All right? We believe in God for the money. We speak nothing but positive from now on. So we must get all three of those things down. Write them down. Make them a habit. They become a habit to me and my wife. See, we tithe without even thinking about it. Every day I look for opportunities to give, to bless, and to help others because that's exciting to me. That's what I love doing. And I do not speak negative words about money or my circumstances ever. I only speak positive things. So, let's talk about how we would use this in real life. Because it all sounds good, but it is worthless unless we apply it. So here's what we're going to do. Let's say you just turned 16 and you're looking to buy your first car. You have no money. Your parents already said they wouldn't pay for it. In fact, they never have extra money for things like this. But you really want a car. You're 16. It's time to get out there. It's time to get a job. It's time to start working. What do you do? What do you say? How do you get that car? God wants you to get that car. Now you can drive to church more. You don't have to rely on your parents. Now you can bring your friends to church that your parents would never, you know, go pick up. So there's going to be a lot of blessings that come from having a car. So here's what you do. Our main scripture that we're going to focus on today, there are several strong scriptures that go with this regarding worry about money and regarding getting needs met and things like that, but we're going to focus on this one today. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. It says, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So we're going to focus on this. You do not worry. Instead, so you replace your worry. Instead, we're going to replace worry with prayer about any and everything. Then it says, tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace. And all that is, God's peace is just, that feeling that just kind of comes over you. I'm not going to worry anymore. Everything's going to be all right. God's going to make it happen. God will provide it for me. That's God's peace. So here's how we apply it to the situation. We're going to pray like this. God, your word says to not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. So I'm not going to worry about the $4,000 I need to buy a car. Instead, I'm going to pray. God, I'm asking you for the $4,000 I need. I know you want me to have a car. I'm 16 years old. It will be a blessing to me and my family because they won't have to drive me everywhere. I'll be able to go to more church functions. I'll be able to go get a job. I'll be able to do more things for you, Father God. And I thank you that you've always taken care of me in the past. I thank you for this good life that you've given me. I love living for you, God. I refuse to worry about this, and I trust that you will handle it. In Jesus' name, amen. That's how we pray. I want you to listen to this over and over again until you get that in your head. Now, once you've said that, once you've prayed that prayer, you hold to it. Whether it feels like it's working or not, that doesn't matter. Every time a thought of doubt rises up, you say that exact same thing out loud and remind God what He promised you. Then God's peace will fall over your life. A peace so strong that it doesn't matter what is going on around you, no matter how crazy your situation, you will still feel peaceful instead of stressed or worried. You see, God's word works. No matter what, if you're trying to get to summer camp, maybe you need money for summer camp or a guitar, or maybe college looks impossible right now. Your parents don't have the money. You didn't get a scholarship. Don't worry. Instead, pray. Go back and pray that prayer that we just went over. God will never let you down. Now, here's what I want you to get. I wish I would have learned this a few years ago. When I learned to pray like this and activate God's word, what I would do is I would look for a check or a blessing for that certain amount that I was believing for. I would think that someone is going to come up and give me a $4,000 check because that's what I was asking God for. Like if it happened around my birthday, I was absolutely certain my grandma was going to come up and give me just a huge fat check or something like that. Now, that can happen, but let me tell you how it usually happens. Here's what you need to look for so you don't miss God's blessing once you've prayed that prayer. See, God gives it to us. He gives what we ask for, but almost always it comes piece by piece or little by little, usually through opportunity. Here's an example. You believe in God for $4,000. You pray that prayer, and now you need to start looking and expecting God to hook you up. But here's usually what happens. You see an opportunity. The lawn next door to your house is really high. So you go and you knock on the door. You know the lady's elderly, and she pays you $40 to mow the lawn. Next thing you know, she needs you to clean out her garage. She pays you $100. Your leaders at church find out you're saving up for a car, and they hook you up with another $100. And then a job opportunity comes up, and then they pay you $400 to help them work over the summer. You know, things like that. It starts adding up. It starts adding up. It starts adding up. And next thing you know, you look back in your bank account and you're like, whoa, hey, God gave me the $4,000. He provided so much opportunity and it came in piece by piece, little by little, but He provided. Now I can go get that car. God came through. Time and time again in my life, I've seen that's usually how it happens. But if we're not looking for those little opportunities or those little things like that, we can miss it. See, all those little opportunities that you had to make that money, God set those into motion the very second you prayed Philippians 4, 6 through 7. I'll close with this. There's been literally hundreds of times in my life that I had to completely trust God for money. There was absolutely no way for me to pay for it because I had no money. One time in particular that I like to tell is just a great testimony for me is I was working for a company and the company itself wasn't doing very well financially. So that I'd gotten a bad paycheck and it put me about negative $800 in my bank account. That means I had to come up with $800 just to be at zero in my bank account, let alone pay bills. I remember I had a car payment that was about $380 at the time per month, and then I had rent, which is about $345 per month. Well, rent was due, and I was negative $800. So I had to pray, and I did that, Philippians 4, 6 through 7. I said, God, I'm not going to worry. I'm going to pray about this. God, I need that rent money because I'm a man of my word. And I told my landlord I would pay him on the first of each month. And once I prayed that, God's peace came over me. I knew I didn't have to worry about it. I knew, I said, God, I'm just going to listen to you. Show me what to do. So I looked next door and I saw that the neighbor's lawn needed to be mowed. I knocked on the door. He said, go for it. I'll pay you $30. Before I mowed that one, I went to my next door neighbor's house, the other one. She said the same thing. I looked down my street. Almost everybody's lawn needed mowing. I went and just knocked on their doors. I came across an empty home that was for sale. I called the realtor on the sign and said, hey, can I mow your lawn? It'll help you sell the home faster. And they said, yeah, sure, I'll pay $40. Then I went to the place where I work, a little industrial park, and I started asking the businesses. I got a couple in there. I went to my parents' neighborhood. I got a big lawn in there for $100. Well, next thing you know, I easily had the $345 I needed for rent, but I also started a small mod business with my roommate. Yeah, from then on, we were earning like an extra $500 a month right around there just with all the different lawns that we could get, doing it in our spare time. We did it, you know, after our day jobs and on the weekends. God came through, but He did it through little opportunity like that. I had to do some work. I had to do some hustling, but it paid off. And it was worth it. See, God always comes through. Activate these prayers. Activate these scriptures. Pray just like I showed you. And then don't worry about it. Hold God to His word. Anytime something crazy comes along, after you've prayed, you just say, God, I trust you. I trust your word. I prayed earlier, and your word says you'll take care of me. Your word says you'll meet my needs. Your word says I don't have to worry about anything. When I pray, tell you what I need, and thank you for what I've done, I'll experience your peace and you'll make it happen. So thanks for listening to the podcast. I want you to go on over to faithlifemoney.org, faithlifemoney.org, where you can get all the notes to all the podcasts, as well as a great blog teaching you more things, more life lessons I've learned in business, and just life in general. So check it out. Thanks for listening. Leave a comment. I appreciate it. Have a great day.